The Grammy Awards were handed out last night, and while this year no one swept the awards, rock bands had a lot to smile about. Mumford & Sons won Album of the Year, and the band Fun took home Song of the Year and Best New Artist. NPR's Mandalay DeMarco was backstage.
American garage rockers The Black Keys picked up three Grammys, and the band's Dan Auerbach got another one for Producer of the Year Non-Classical, making the musicians the biggest winners of the night. Electronic musician Skrillex got three Grammys, so did hip-hop artists Kanye West and Jay-Z, including one they shared with Frank Ocean. But Ocean lost out for Best New Artist to the New York group Fun. When Fun's 30-year-old lead singer Nate Roos picked up the Song of the Year award for the band's anthem to youth, he quipped,
"I don't know what I was thinking writing the chorus for this song. If this is in HD, everybody can see our faces, and we are not very young."
Roos pointed out that the band's been on the road for 12 years, and backstage he said the musicians had a lot of fun getting drenched while performing during the show. Then he made the kind of self-deprecating remarks for which the band is known.
"The truth of it is, seriously, we're sad and pathetic, and we're going to end up in each other's rooms at the end of the night just being like pinching each other, being like, can you freaking believe what just happened?"
The Grammy Awards telecast opened with Taylor Swift singing in a scene that could have come from Alice in Wonderland. Electronic musician Al Walzer showed up in an astronaut costume. The CBS network had actually emailed artists a dress code warning against anything political or too revealing. But presenter Jennifer Lopez still showed up in a black gown with a thigh-high slit.
"As you can see, I read the memo."
Co-presenter Pitbull pointed out it was actually toned down from a racy outfit she wore in 2000.
"You inspired the memo."
Belgian-Australian rocker Wouter de Backer, also known as Gautier, was a little more low-key. Earlier in the day, he pointed out that his Record of the Year collaboration with New Zealand singer Kimbra Lee Johnson had humble beginnings.
"I recorded mostly in a barn on my dad's block of land southeast of Melbourne, Australia. So I've got to thank Dad and my mum. It took about 6 months, me trying to find the right vocalist to finish this song. So it was incredible to set up a microphone in Kimbra's bedroom and hear her start to sing some of the words.
Yep.
And know right away that she was going to turn into something incredible."
"You said that you could let it go.
Gautier was just as humble, picking up his award on stage during the telecast.
"I just have to say, there are so many incredible songs in this category, not only in the Grammys more generally, but also so many artists and pieces of music that aren't recognised by the Grammys this year. So I just want to say thank you for everybody who puts great energy into the world making music. I feel unworthy to be up here receiving this, but thank you, all musicians and people who listen to music. Cheers."
Cheers. Mandalay del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
"Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Somebody.
I used to know.
Somebody.
Somebody that I used to know.
Somebody.
I used to know.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Somebody."
This is NPR News.